There's a story out there, a story you'll find on dozens, maybe hundreds of websites about the invention of the casserole.
In 1866, Elmira Delacour, a French-Canadian immigrant, invented the precursor of the modern casserole in Berlin, New Hampshire.
That's from Wikipedia. If you don't trust Wikipedia, you can also find this attribution in print, too. A newspaper in Kentucky references Elmira Delacour in a story about the opening of a new restaurant that presumably has some casserole on the menu. The Sacramento State Hornet goes so far as to say that she invented the egg casserole. And a piece by Langdon Reed in a Staunton, Virginia newspaper says, "History tells us that a French-Canadian immigrant, Elmira Delacour, is credited with inventing the casserole." He continues, "I'm pretty sure to date, this is the biggest contribution to the states that New Hampshire has produced." Nope, not by a long shot, Langdon, and we have this series to prove it. But has history really told us Elmira Delacour invented the casserole? I went to Berlin to find out.
My name is Walter Netto. I'm vice president of the Berlin Coos County Historical Society. I'm a retired law enforcement police officer from Berlin PD.
As far as Walter knows, Elmira and Berlin had nothing to do with the casserole's invention.
The rumor has been around for a couple of years now. Don't know where it originated from. It's just every once in a while somebody will bring it up. Oh, I heard the casserole was invented in Berlin by a lady named Delacour. And none of us here have ever heard of it. All the documents that we have about her doesn't say anything about the casserole dish.
Elmira gave much more to the town than a dish.
She was a very influential lady in Berlin.
She was born in Quebec in 1844 and came to Berlin to join her husband, who had found work in a sawmill after the Civil War. It's said that she arrived with a bag filled with 10 pounds of flour, 5 pounds of butter, 5 loaves of maple sugar, eggs, tobacco, and cherry wine. All of which, you can imagine, quickly made her a town favorite. 6 months later, the Delacours moved into their own home.
She started the first elementary school. And it was, as you come into Berlin on Glen Avenue, she had it in her own home, pretty much.
Other rooms house new immigrants. She was always happy to host newcomers until they got settled.
And she also, when there were other Frenchmen who were here from Canada, and she got the wives to come down, and she let them board with her and until they found their own place.
The Brown Bulletin, the newsletter of the paper company that employed most of the town, hailed Elmira as a community
leader who left a comfortable home and loving relatives to stand by her husband through thick and thin, spurred them on, and helped to keep up their courage, for there were many dark hours.
Still, I asked Walter what kind of casserole Elmira might have made had she made one.
Well, generally, a casserole dish is probably made from a lot of leftovers. I mean, if one day they had roast beef and the next day they had pork and had a lot of leftover vegetables, she just probably would throw it all together. And that's what we all did. When I grew up, my mother, we had 5 children in the family, and my mother would make a large roast on Sunday for a great meal, and we had the rest of that all week.
So where did this story begin? How did Elmira Delacour's name become historically entwined with casserole? The Wikipedia entry crediting Elmira links to a 2012 article on the layered history of casserole. Get it? I contacted the author of the story, Rachel Nolan, who pointed me to the Oxford Companion to American Food and Drink. But author Andy F. Smith, who emailed me the casserole section of the book, says that he's never heard this story before and that it can't possibly be true. But I must have sparked something in him because he emailed me again a little bit later, saying that he'd done a bit of a search and thinks the story is a relatively recent invention. Then he told me about a book I hadn't seen before. The Berlin Dictionary. It's a crowdsourced dictionary, really a roast, of local lore, but casserole didn't make the cut. Part of the problem of attribution for something like casserole is that casserole is itself more of a category than a specific dish. The name even comes from a dish, saucepan, in French. A casserole is still a type of baking dish you can buy. And the contents of that dish likely didn't have one inventor, but many. A bunch of stuff, cooked in a dish together, appears in cuisines around the world, and has for centuries, even if we didn't call it by that name. Recipes for casseroles start appearing in American cookbooks in the late 19th century, but the dish really grew in popularity during the Depression and the World Wars. Vegetables and starches helped to pad a meal so that a small portion of meat could become a more filling dish during times of hardship. Casseroles became even more popular in the mid-20th century as a vehicle for leftovers, just as Walter said, often bound together with a can or two of condensed cream of whatever soup, something that didn't go over well with some Irish tasting a variety of American-style casseroles.
Tastes like if you took a load of green beans and dumped soup on top of it.
It's like a bit boring, isn't it?
It's real boring.
The secret ingredient to casserole that it's like ingredients that should be separate, but you force them together.
You put the dish at the end of the table and you just go, breadcrumbs oven.
So Elmira Jellicoeur probably didn't invent the casserole, but she probably made one, because who hasn't? We still don't know where the story started, but there are many mysteries around Berlin, like where the town got its name, seriously.
In 1829, when it was incorporated, and nobody knows why they call it Berlin. Can't find anything anywhere. There's nothing in its history that says why they wanted Berlin called Berlin. There's 13 communities in the United States, I think, that are named Berlin.
Putting the casserole aside, Elmira Jellicoeur deserves to be remembered as an educator and an ambassador to her town.